You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Yesterday morning, we had our regular monthly parish work day from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We had a rather small turnout, but probably because of the holiday weekend, but we got still a lot of things done and appreciate all the volunteers who did come. However, I knew ahead of time that I had a funeral at 10 o'clock at Lauer Funeral Home, and so I was going to have to leave the work day early. And so I left about 9:30, 9:35 in order to get to the funeral in time. And As I left, I could just sense people saying to themselves, wow, every time there's lots of work to be done, you know who has to always go off and pray. In fact, I like to tell my four wonderful sisters, these hands are made for chalices, not calluses. You can imagine what kind of response that brings from them. In today's second scripture reading from St. Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, Paul writes, if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. These words of Paul, found in the earliest book of the New Testament, are his way of addressing a concern that many people at that time were expecting the second coming of Christ to be imminent. Today's readings and all the readings of these last days of our liturgical year speak to us about the end times when the Lord will come again. And so people in Thessalonica thought that that was imminent. And so they thought to themselves, why work? If you work, it's all going to be in vain because it's all going to come to an end soon. Paul speaks very directly to them and says that they must not become busybodies, sitting idle all day, because he knew that he had received complaints from the Thessalonians telling him that there were some who were being like freeloaders, who were becoming selfish and taking advantage of the generosity of the Christian community. And it was indeed creating some turmoil. Certainly people here in the Midwest, and especially in Monroe County, have a strong work ethic. I'm always amazed and inspired by all the volunteer work that is done here at our parish. Our quilters, our funeral dinner volunteers, our parish work days, our St. Vincent de Paul Society, our Knights of Columbus, our Parish Council of Catholic Women, our Immaculate Conception Youth, our PSR Catechists, our ICS Parents and Friends, our Thursday Tinkers, all of our Labor Day Picnic Volunteers, all of our parish committees and organizations and councils, our liturgical ministers, our homebound and nursing home ministers, and the list goes on and on and on of all the volunteer work that is done here at our parish. If you took time to visit our ministry fair last weekend, you saw firsthand all the volunteer work that goes on here in our parish. And as the old adage goes, working for the church doesn't pay much, but the friends' benefits are out of this world. Whether we are an employee or a person in business for ourselves working for pay, or a volunteer working for the parish or local community, we're all sharing in God's plan of creation. Our working hands become God's hands, for God is still creating the world. It is in working that we create ourselves and become the best version of ourselves that we can be. That's why unemployment in our country is such a critical issue. It's not just a social and political issue, but it's a moral issue as well. Our church leaders through the years have written many documents on the value and dignity of human labor and how it not only contributes to the growth and development of the individual, but to our society as well. I always like to think the work we do is the rent we pay for the space we occupy. As we invite everyone to renew your stewardship commitment of time, talent, and treasure during this month of November, We are encouraged to express our gratitude to God for the time, talent, and treasure God has given us by returning the first portion back to God. It's not about giving to God. It all belongs to God already. It's about returning to God what already belongs to God. So I hope you'll take time to read the special insert in today's bulletin that lists all the varieties of opportunities we have here at Immaculate Conception to serve God by serving our parish and others. Ask yourself, where do I fit in? And sign up. It was the great Saint Benedict, founder of Western monasticism, who instructed his monks to ora et labora, pray and work. We all need this balance in our lives between work and prayer. We need to always work as if everything depends upon us, and pray as if everything depends upon God. When we do our best, then we can rest assured that God will take care of the rest. By our work and prayer, today and every day, let us realize that we are proclaiming to all the world that God is good. All the time. All the time.